The Southern California region, known as the Inland Empire, has one of the fastest-growing economies in the nation. The sprawling region east of Los Angeles and north of San Diego has doubled its population in the last two decades to 3.5 million people. Affordable housing has drawn commuters from the coast, and good highways have drawn numerous warehouses, giving the Inland Empire the busiest truck route in America. Now, boosters hope to make the Inland Empire more than just a way station for people and products moving and working elsewhere. In part three of our series, NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the effort to push the region up the economic ladder.
If it's ladders you're looking for, Tommy Tucker's got them by the truckload. Ladders and box fans and table saws and outdoor grills. Tucker is general manager of a giant distribution center for the Lowe's home improvement chain. Every week, trucks pull off the nearby interstate in Riverside County, California, and deliver $25 million worth of merchandise to the center, some in overseas cargo containers from the port of Long Beach, 80 miles to the west. The warehouse is so big, the size of 30 football fields, some of Tucker's employees use tricycles to pedal across the concrete floor.
Now, the noise you hear now, that's the conveyor system. It'll carry the freight all the way to the shipping trailers.
Products are sorted, then shipped out to nearly 100 Lowe's stores, stretching from Texas to Hawaii. The home improvement chain also has plenty of new customers right here in the Inland Empire.
I mean, I've never seen so many houses being built. It's a lot of growth in this area.
Tucker's own home is just a few miles from the distribution center. But not all the new residents in the area enjoy such a short commute.
My neighbors are kind of envious because a lot of them are going all the way back to Orange County or L.A. County to work, and I feel for them.
The Inland Empire is trying to keep more of those workers close to home in an effort to raise incomes and win some respect from wealthier coastal counties. It still smarts that on the Fox television series The O.C., set in a ritzy part of Orange County, the kid from the wrong side of the tracks hails from the Inland Empire.
Inland Empire, California has always been the stepchild, if you will, of the coastal counties. And people hear of L.A., they know of San Francisco, they know of San Diego, but there really has been no notice of the Inland Empire.
Terry Ohms is president of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, and her concern goes deeper than just reputation. While the construction and distribution industries have made this one of the nation's fastest growing economies, the Inland Empire still lags well below the state in per capita income. Neighboring San Diego County, for example, has 500,000 fewer people, but collectively they make 20% more money. So, like just about every other business booster in the country, Ohms is trying to attract more high-skilled, high-wage jobs, the so-called creative jobs that are just beginning to be found in small pockets of the Inland Empire.
So this is a sterile area, and this is where we culture our embryonic stem cells, both before and after introduction of the DNA into the stem cells.
Rob Burgess is president of Genome Biosciences, a tiny startup company with its laboratory in Temecula, about 60 miles north of San Diego. Burgess moved here a year and a half ago to start the company, which builds genetically engineered mice for use in research.
They're running roughly $50,000 to $100,000 per mouse, so it's a very expensive product.
Those pricey mice were a ticket out of the rat race for lab manager Jennifer Tierney. When she and her husband first moved to the Inland Empire 2 years ago for the affordable housing, they kept their jobs in San Diego and commuted. It was a frustrating freeway ordeal that took more than an hour each way.
We got up in the dark and came home in the dark. And it was our brand new house that we hardly got to spend any time in.
After a few months of that, Tierney saw an ad for a job opening at Genome Biosciences and badgered Rob Burgess until he hired her. Now her commute is just 10 minutes, or 40 if she decides to ride her bicycle to work. She loves the convenience and the lifestyle. Co-worker Christy Otten and her husband made the move from San Diego as well.
We just wanted a little slower pace. It's a nice community. Everybody's very family-focused. They all have the same ideals and morals, basically, it seems. So it was just all-around better choice. And we bought a house for probably half the price what we could have gotten in San Diego County.
Skilled workers like Tierney and Otten are critical to the Inland Empire's strategy for attracting more high-paying jobs. Boosters keep reminding white-collar employers on the coast that many of their workers are already living here because of the affordable housing. Terry Olms adds some of those workers would even take a cut in pay if their companies moved and the jobs were closer to home.
We know there are 400,000 commuters that leave our borders every day that would love to work closer to home. And the skill set is high educational attainment, a lot of technical, a lot of professional services, so we can meet your needs.
A forecast by the Southern California Association of Governments predicts the Inland Empire will add 84,000 high-tech, professional, and office jobs this decade, almost as many as the 90,000 new blue-collar jobs in construction, manufacturing, and logistics. Boosters see this as a natural evolution of their region's economy, much like neighboring Orange County experienced 40 years ago. Cheap houses attract workers who then attract good jobs. But not everyone believes this rosy forecast is realistic. Urban planner William Fulton says there's nothing natural or inevitable about good jobs coming to the Inland Empire.
Labor pool isn't enough, and that's sort of the dilemma for the Inland Empire. There has to be a particular set of things in place for that to happen. Proximity to the amenities that the company owners and managers think are important. And I don't only mean lifestyle amenities, although that's part of it. I also mean a place that has a buzz to it.
That intangible buzz that makes places like Seattle and Austin and San Diego seem like magnets for high-paid jobs is not easy to generate. And Fulton is skeptical that the look-alike subdivisions of the Inland Empire will ever have it. Instead, he warned a business luncheon not long ago, the region is likely to remain a bedroom community and a mecca for what he called crappy jobs. Some residents bristle at that assessment. For recent converts, like Genome Bioscience's Christy Otten, the Inland Empire already has all the buzz it needs, even if the neighbors to the south and west haven't recognized that.
A lot of people in San Diego County or surrounding counties still aren't aware of this area, of what it offers. So I think it's just overlooked a lot, and it's got a lot of potential in the next 10 years.
The debate over the Inland Empire's future hinges in part on how one defines a successful community. Is it a city full of creative workers with lots of good restaurants where few people can afford a house? Or is it a community where paychecks are smaller but more likely to cover a mortgage? So long as some people want the latter, the Inland Empire will continue to grow. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
You can hear our other reports on the Inland Empire at our website, npr.org.